Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's raining right at church time. If you didn't know what that was, you hadn't seen it in a while, that was rain. But we like it when God sends the showers of blessings on the inside of the house too, don't we? Amen. Would you turn your Bibles tonight to Micah chapter 7? Micah chapter 7. That's in the Old Testament, getting close to the New. Micah chapter 7. I'm going to preach from a verse tonight that if it's not underlined in your Bible, it should be. If you haven't memorized it, it'd be great to memorize it. Amen. Micah chapter 7. Good to see Brandy back and her aunt with her this evening. Good to have them. Good to have each one in the house of God. Amen. Let's bow our hearts for prayer. We talk about overcoming again on this Wednesday evening. Father, you know the heart of every person here. The inner struggles, Lord, the things they never voice, that no one else knows. And you're the God that wants to bring victory and give victory. In fact, we give thanks to Jesus, through whom the Father causeth us always to triumph, always to have the victory. Lord, I pray that someone would leave here tonight with victory renewed in their heart. We need not be defeated. We need not be overcome. We can do the overcoming. And Lord, bless the teaching of the Word, and may it have an eternal effect upon us this evening. Shut up our hearts together in this holy place in the presence of the Lord. May Jesus be exalted. Amen. We're talking about overcoming, and maybe we haven't got to your thing tonight. That perhaps isn't a thing that you want to suggest. Pastor Hurst, would you cover this? But I do hope that each Wednesday evening will be a help to us wherever we're at in our journeys in Christ and in life. Tonight we're going to talk about overcoming failure. Overcoming failure. Here's our scripture, a very important scripture. Just going to use one tonight. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. You need to know this. You need to know this verse. You know, sometimes you need to talk back to the devil. Amen. Not to your brother, not to your sister, not to your parents, not to your teacher. But there's sometimes you need to talk back to the devil. In fact, let's just all together in unison out loud, let's read this together. Could we personalize it? Here we go. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. It sounds like Micah is an overcomer, doesn't it? Amen. This is a face many of you will recognize. When I saw this in the newspaper a few months back, I thought, for all the success that this young lady's supposed to have, for all the success that the world would tout that she has, this is a person who has failed miserably in her life. And I would love to have a chance to tell her and others like her that through Christ, you don't have to fail. You don't have to be a personal failure. Through Christ, you can be a success in grace and in the kingdom of God. I don't know what face you would put on failure. This is the one that I saw. It would be shocking to know how many sitting in our churches feel like a failure. Now, I want to emphasize the last part. Feel like a failure. In fact, we're not going to have a show of hands. We're not going to ask for any volunteers. But I'm convinced that in the youth section, all over the building tonight, that there are folks who feel like a failure. Those that don't are the ones that should feel like it. What I'm talking about, those that feel like they got everything together, they're on top of it all, you know, they've achieved higher ground than everybody else. Amen. The fact is, if not tonight, at some time, we as humans, we feel like a failure. That's not an asking for a show of hands. I just believe it's true. But listen, it's one thing to feel like a failure, and it's another thing to be one. What I want to suggest to you tonight, you may feel like a failure, but you don't have to be one. I want you to hear me tonight all over the building. You may feel like a failure, but you don't have to be one. I want to read something to you, and just think to yourself, is this not the chronicle of a failure? Here we go. When he was 7, his family lost their home, had to move. At 9, his mother died. When he was 22, he lost his job as a store clerk. He was unable to go to law school because of his lack of education, had just a few weeks of education. At 23, he went into debt to be a partner in a small store, community store. When 26, 3 years later, his partner died, leaving him with a large debt that took the greater part of the rest of his life to pay off. At 28, after courting a woman for 4 years, she turned down his offer for marriage. Does anyone get the sense that this is a failure? Kind of sounds like one, doesn't it? After 2 failed tries, he was finally elected to Congress at the age of 37. 2 years later, he is voted out. At 41, his 4-year-old son died. At 45, he ran for the Senate and lost. He was put forth as a candidate for vice president. He lost. At 49, I went backwards, didn't I? No, I'm still in there. At 49, he ran for the Senate and again lost. At 51, he became president of the United States. Does anyone know whom I'm speaking of? Abraham Lincoln, perhaps the greatest president that this country has had. But didn't you get the sense through that long chronicle that he was a failure? His life was a failure? I want to tell you, you may feel like a failure. You may feel like a failure, but you don't have to be one. You don't have to be one. Let's just have a working definition of failure tonight. Failure is lack of success or accomplishment. Or let's put it this way, it's falling short of a task, a goal, a job, a responsibility, a purpose, a plan. You just fall short. In fact, you may not read the word failure so much in the Bible, but you'll read the word fall, or to fall short. A failure. Amen. You know, there's different areas of failure. There's career failure. I don't know if you've had to face this, but you may feel like a failure in your career. You didn't get the job, or you got the job and you got fired, or you got laid off, or you had great plans and you had to enter another field. A career failure. There's academic failure. Young people don't think it ever happens. Don't lift a hand unless you just want to, but have you ever made an F on the test? I'm not giving an altar call or anything. Don't get nervous, but how many's ever felt like an academic failure? Maybe you failed a course. We won't keep going on there, but you can feel, or maybe you never finished the degree that you were working on. You just feel like an academic failure. And then these are bad. There are some people who have moral failures. And basically we're talking about sin. By the way, sin means to miss the mark, remember? And to fail means to come short of. We're not to accomplish. So sin is always a failure. You know, Hollywood can say sin is fun and sin is good and sin is great and sin is pleasurable and sin is all that. But sin is failure. It's moral failure. We could list some. Lying. You lied to someone. You stole. That's a moral failure. You've done something wrong. Fornication is a moral failure. Adultery, pornography, all of these are moral failures that people find themselves falling into, and the list could go on. Or maybe it's social failure. Your relationship failed. You put everything in your heart in that person, and that relationship failed. Somebody let you down. You let someone down. You lost a friend. Social failure. And then there's personal failure. You let yourself down. You didn't live up to your own expectations. You said you'd do this thing, and you never did it. And you know, some examples may be you, at the first year, you said, I'm going to lose 25 pounds. You never lost it. You carry that failure around with you, that sense of failure. Exercise. You got up one morning and you said, every day I'm going to run 5 miles and do 125 and a half push-ups and do sit-ups and all of this. And you did it for one morning, and the next morning you couldn't get out of bed. And now you're walking around feeling like a personal failure, whatever it is. Another area of failure is spiritual failure. Spiritual failure. You know you've let down on your commitment with God. There's things you told God you were going to do, and you never did it. You know your spiritual life has grown cold, and your relationship with Christ has become distant. You don't witness. You know you failed to witness. You know you have failed to read God's Word. You know you have failed to have personal times of prayer. You say, Pastors, I didn't feel like a failure till you started preaching, but now I'm starting to feel like one. Well, that's not my goal. My goal is, and I don't want to fail in preaching about failure, my goal is to realize that we can overcome failure, whatever area it's in. I make no excuse for failing. I don't suggest it's okay to fail. But too often, too many are defeated by their failures. They're defeated by their failures. I think of some folks, and unless you've been there, you should not minimize it. But they begin to serve God, and they say, I'm going to quit smoking. And they try real hard. They go a day or 2 days, and then they break down, and they smoke one, and they just feel like a total failure. And the devil gets many of them right there. They say, well, it's no use. I can't quit. I can't serve God. I can't do this. Maybe it's not that. It could be drugs. And a person says, I want to live for God. I want to make it to heaven. And they've been accustomed to drugs. They've had a habit of drugs. And then one day they fail. They go back to that. And so they just throw up their hands and say, well, I can't serve God. After all, He saved me, and then I went back to drugs. They fail, and then they quit. Maybe they lose their temper. Amen. You feel like you got saved. You feel like you're a Christian. And then you lost your temper, and you hollered at the cat and kicked the dog and screamed at the kids. Amen. Whatever you did, and all of a sudden you feel like a failure. Why try? That's what you'll hear from people that feel like a failure. Why try? Why try to serve God? You faced a battle with temptation. You failed one time, so you just gave up. You said, what is the use? But what I want you to know tonight, failure isn't final. That's what the devil would like you to believe. That's why so many people who begin to serve God and fall in one of these areas, they just give up. They think failure is final. I want you to know, failure is not final. Failure is not fatal. You can overcome failure. With the Lord's help, with what He has provided, you can overcome failure. Abraham failed too. He lied. He went to a woman other than his wife to have a child. Even Abraham failed, but he went on and believed God and became the father of many nations. Isaac failed in lying as well, but he got it right and redug the wells of his father and lived the promise of God. Jacob was a failure. Lied to his own daddy. I mean, he was a failure. He was a deceiver. But he went on beyond that. Had his name changed to Israel. Became a man of God. His name was changed. He prospered. Moses failed. Lost his temper. Two different occasions. I mean, Moses was a failure in those areas. But he went on to serve God. And it was he that was one of the two that stepped down on the Mount of Transfiguration and visited with the Lord in His glory. David failed. He committed adultery, but he got it right and wrote powerful psalms. Peter failed. He denied the Lord, but he didn't let failure be final. He got up and became a great preacher. Amen. Failure isn't final in the Lord. Can you say amen? So tonight we're going to talk about overcoming failure. How do you overcome failure? Here it is. Number one, just fess up. Just confess up. Just confess that you have failed. I want you to know we have all failed. Now, I did not say we're all failures. I said we've all failed. I'm trying to distinguish between the two. The devil wants you to think because you failed. You're a failure. I'm trying to say we have all failed. Some of us have failed this week just since Sunday. You say, why do we have a midweek service? My, how bad would it be if we went all week without help from the Lord? Just confess up. Just tell the Lord, I have failed. Even those that appear the most successful have failed many times and many ways. Here's the thing. The only way to walk away from your past is to be honest about it. You can't walk away from something you don't admit. If you don't admit your failures, you cannot walk away from them. But you just need to confess to God. I'm not talking about this AAA thing where we're going to get together in service it's a Wednesday night. Hi, my name is Clifford. I failed this week. Here's what I did. I'm not talking about that. Amen. I'm talking about before God. Just admit it. God, I messed up here. I have fallen short. I've come up short. Amen. The only way to walk away from your past is to be honest about it. I've counseled with people. I've talked with them that have fallen into temptation. And one of the first things I asked them is, why did you fall? Oh, I don't know. And I said, no, wait a minute. You say you were tempted? Yes. And you fell? Yes. If you failed a temptation, you were feeding it somehow. Now, let me ask you again. How were you feeding that temptation? Now's the time to start fessing up. Well, I failed because, yeah, I watched this that I shouldn't have watched. And I listened to this that I shouldn't have listened. And I ran with these people that I shouldn't have ran with. And just fess up and say, this is why I failed. This is the pattern. When you fess up, number one, you can get it right with God. I tell folks, I'm going to throw these three things out here. Whenever you mess up, number one, get it right with God. God, I have failed you. You know He's going to forgive you if you get it right with Him. Confess it to Him. Get it right with God. Get it right with others. Just a practical note here. If you failed in private, get it right in private. If you fail in public, then you can get it right in public. But the public doesn't need to know about your private failures. If it's just between another brother, you don't need to tell the whole church. But you do need to get it right with that brother. I'm talking about overcoming failures. Number one, confess up. Confess your failure to God. Confess your failure to the ones you failed. Amen. And then get it right with yourself. Get it right with yourself. Amen. You need forgiveness from God. You need forgiveness from others. And you need forgiveness from yourself. I have found for many of us, the hardest person to get to forgive us is self. Amen. Overcome failure. Fess up. Secondly, overcome failure. Get up. Get up. Don't quit. Don't give in. Don't stop fighting. Don't get out of this race. I remember talking to a few, but one young man in particular that was fighting a real battle with temptation. And I remember telling him over and over, yes, you've got a battle. Yes, you failed. But whatever you do, don't stop fighting. Don't quit fighting. Don't, amen, give this thing up. Get up and go on. How did every one of us here in this building learn to walk? We fell down, and what do? We got up, and we fell down, and we got up, and we fell down, and we got, and eventually we quit falling down. Now, what would it be like in here tonight if all of us had, back there in our toddler years, had just given up because we fell down and we tried to walk? Get up! Rejoice not against me, my enemy. Amen. Though I fall, I shall arise. Listen, here's how you overcome failure. You need only get up one more time, then you fall. That's it. Right? That's how you overcome. You only have to get up one more time, then you fall. Get up. Amen. Listen to this. Maybe you know who this is. This was a person, he said, I've missed over 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeeded. Who was that? I was successful. There we go. I'm getting all those seated words. I was successful. Does anyone know who I'm talking about? Michael Jordan. Did it sound like a failure when I was reading that? But what he did not give up. When he fell, he got up. Overcome failure. Confess up. Get up. And then let up. I'm not talking about letting down or quitting. I'm talking about something else. I'm going to let you know here in a second. But let up. First of all, you need to let up on yourself. You go around, I'm a failure. I can't believe I did it. I can't believe I did it. I find myself as I get older when I'm working with wood, I start talking to myself. I just tell myself right out in the garage, Hurst, that was dumb. You really messed it up. And we go around and we rehearse and we rehearse and we rehearse our failure. People's forgotten. God's forgiven. And we just don't let up on ourselves. We just keep the pressure on. We keep talking to ourselves. You're a failure. You're a failure. You messed up. Let up on yourself. Let up on yourself. Look at the scriptures here. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we're dust. God understands that we've had failures. We need to let up on ourselves. You can be so absorbed with your failure, you cannot focus on succeeding. You just can't do it. You're so focused on your failing. Amen. I want you to know, you may have failed, but you are not in Christ. You are not a failure. You are not a failure. A failure isn't one that has tried and failed. Let's get this right. A failure isn't one that's tried and failed. A failure is one who has tried and failed and quit trying. That's a failure. A failure is not one who has tried and failed. A failure is one who has tried and failed and then quit trying. Oh, I'm glad he's not dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities. And we need to let, once we've confessed it, we need to let it go. Get up, let up on this pressure on ourselves, and go on to do what God would have us do. Talking about overcoming failure, fess up, get up, let up. And then, well, I failed to say this. Let me just say this thing here. This will help us. Let up on others who fail. You know, I have found so true so many things. Jesus said, judge not lest you be judged. When you're hard on other folks, it's going to come back to smack you right in the face. And when you see other folks fail, if you just let them have it in your own mind to everybody else, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to find it very hard to get up when you fail. Here's the attitude Paul said we're to have about people failing. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So let up on other people. I'm not saying justify their sin. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just saying when others fail, help them get up, strengthen them, encourage them to get up, and don't just sit there and criticize them, because one day you're going to need the same assistance. So overcome failure, confess up, get up, let up, and then next of all, grow up. I'm not talking about quit being a baby. I'm talking about growing in Christ. Growing in Christ. See failure as an opportunity to meet the challenge and to discover how to be successful. You know, there was a man, we hear of the other man, but not this man. There was a man named Mallory that led an expedition to climb Mount Everest. The first expedition got a little ways up, failed. Second expedition got a little ways up, failed. Third, spent much more time in preparation, got a lot more supplies together, did a lot more studying. The third time they got up in the mountain, and many members of that expedition died in the attempt, and it was unsuccessful. They got back to England, and even though they had failed, they had planned a great banquet for Mallory and his men. They went into that banquet, and they asked Mallory to speak, and as part of the decorations, there behind the speaker's podium, they had a huge picture of Mount Everest. And Mallory got up there thinking of the men that had died in the expedition, and he began to weep and he began to cry. And then he turned, and instead of speaking to the people, he spoke to that picture of Mount Everest. And here's his words, I quote, "I speak to you, Mount Everest, in the name of all the brave men living and those yet unborn. Mount Everest, you've defeated us once. You've defeated us twice. You've defeated us three times. But Mount Everest, we shall someday defeat you because, listen to these words, because you can't get any bigger, but we can. You can't change, but we can get better. We can get stronger." Sometimes you need to speak to that mountain of failure in your life and say, "You've defeated me once, you defeated me twice, but you're not getting any bigger, but I'm growing in Christ, in the strength and the power and the wisdom of Christ." Speak to your Mount Everest and say, "I'm going to grow up in Christ and I will overcome." The best of batters fail 2 out of 3 times. The best of batters on an average fail. Someone asked me, you know, "How do you feel about your preaching?" I said, "Well, you know, it's kind of like those baseball players. If they can just hit it 1 out of 3 times, they feel pretty good about that." I mean, this thing, I mean, you think of how you get success. You just keep trying. You just keep working. Keep working on it. Keep growing in Christ to learn from your failure. Amen. Get back up. Get re-strengthened. Get back on track. Jonas Salk failed 200 times in his effort to find a vaccine for polio. But he was finally successful. He kept growing as he failed. He kept learning as he failed. And so overcome failure. Fess up. Get up. Let up. Grow up. And then look up. Look up. I'm talking about your attitude. Failure isn't final. Feeling like a failure will only ensure that you become one. The first thing we got to overcome tonight is feeling like a failure. You've got to look up. You've got to quit telling yourself you can't do it. Tell yourself, through Christ, I shall overcome. I shall conquer. Even you keep telling yourself you can't make it, you can't do it, you just ensure that you will fail. But God will give you strength. Look up to Him. He will give you help. He will give you guidance. I'm talking about our attitudes. You might have failed 100 times, but look up in your attitude. Say, "This time, I'm going to get it right. There's help from God. He'll give me the wisdom. He'll give me the direction. He'll give me the strength." And so I want to tell you one more time, you might may have failed, but you don't have to be a failure. Look up. Change your attitude. Quit looking down at the mess you've fallen into. And the last one, I didn't know how to put this. Well, I forgot I put a cartoon in there. It says, "I feel like a failure." Come on, son, you're only 16. I was over 40 before I was sure I was a failure. That's not the attitude. Have the look up. Have a positive. I will overcome through Christ. I will overcome through Christ. And that's why I didn't know how to put it, so I just put bulk up. Most of you young ones know what that is. I mean, you've been beat up. It's time to head to the gym and work on those muscles. And it's that way spiritually. I believe you need to prepare against failure. You know, if you fail and the next time you do it the same way and you hadn't changed anything, you're just going to fail again. And growing up is learning the wisdom of the thing. But to bulk up is to be prepared in physical strength. How many believes the more time we spend in the presence of the Lord, getting His strength, His power, the less we're going to fail at things? Amen. We just need to bulk up. Amen. Prepare against failure. Build into your life insurances against failure. Amen. Find your strength in the Lord. I've said many times, and I believe it, victory is determined before the battle even begins. Spiritual victory is determined before the battle ever begins. Spend time with the Lord. Spend time in His Word. Feel your spiritual muscle grow stronger, and you won't have to continue to fail in those things. Bulk up. Let's read it one more time. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, what am I going to do? I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Oddly, I thought of Jonah. You know, Jonah was pretty much a failure. The Lord said, go to Nineveh and preach. He went the opposite way. He caused a ship to almost be wrecked, caused great distress to his shipmates and the sailors there. Finally, he said, I'm the cause. Throw me overboard. He ended up in the belly of a whale. I would call that a failure. Wouldn't you? Failed to obey the Lord. Failed in every way. And he's in the belly of a whale. I can't imagine what that would have been like. What an awful experience. But you know, he got to calling on God. He said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. If I fall, I shall arise. God had to assist his rising through the regurgitation of the whale. Wouldn't you rather just get up on your own? Amen. You know, a lot of things would be easier. I remember praying years ago. I said, oh God, help me to humble myself so you won't have to. How many knows a lot of things would be better if we just took care of ourselves? God provided that well to go to the shore and regurgitate Jonas up there on the shore. And what did God say? Well, you've been a failure. You're out of my service. You're out of my plan. Well, we got a retirement home for preachers that have failed. Like, what did God say? The Bible says the word of God came to Jonah the second time, and it was the same word. Go to Nineveh and preach. Okay, you got off track. You failed miserably. But now, get back on track and do the very thing you failed to do the first time. Get back in it. And I believe that's the way we overcome failure. We get back in it. We're going to do the thing that God told us to do. Rejoice not. When my kids were, I'm thinking Ashlyn and Micah and Hannah, when they were small, they always wanted daddy to tell them a story every night. You know, when you put them to bed, tell me a story. I couldn't think of any stories. And I don't know where I came up with it, but I'd say, all right, I'll tell you a story. I'd start off just like you said, I was walking down the street the other day. I fell down, but I got up and dusted myself off and walked on. And they'd say, Daddy, that's not a story. Tell us a real story. Do you know if we could get a hold of that spiritually and in our lives, we wouldn't have to be a failure. We could overcome it. You're walking down. You fall. Don't stay down. Get up by the power of God. Dust yourself off and walk on. How many believes it's time to walk on? Get up. Well, I've preached. I've taught it tonight. Overcoming failure. I want to tell you one more time two things. Failure isn't final. And you're not a failure if you get up and go on. Amen. How could he have this assurance? Because he said, when I sit in the darkness of my failure, the Lord's going to come by and he's going to shine that light in the midst of my failure and give me light enough to see how to get up and how to go on. Would you come, music? Let's stand across the building. Hallelujah. Father, thank you that you've provided ways for us to overcome. We need not fail. Lord, I don't know the failures of people's hearts and lives. Lord, whether it's in the moral area or these other areas, oh God. But I know, Lord, you can help them overcome. The enemy, he just presses down further. He's whispering confirmation to what they're telling themselves, Lord. You're a failure. God, help them not to hear that. Help them to hear what you have to say about the matter. Your word will come to them a second time. And help them to speak to that enemy and say, though I fall, I shall arise. And though it's dark right now, my Lord is going to be a light to let me see how to get up and go on. God, speak to people's hearts. Encourage people. In Jesus' name, amen.